And it's good to have quite a few of Scotty's family. That's not half of them, but it's good to see quite a few of them anyway. Most of y'all know them. Get your mama, please. Notice it's her mama, not my granny. If you need to get her, it's your mama. Anyway, it's good to see everybody this morning. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit. Last week we talked about our relationship and the Holy Spirit. This morning the title is Holy Spirit-Led Relationship. So if you got your Bible, let's look at John. And if you don't have your Bible, whatever, Beth will put it on the screen. And some of this I'll read from the King James Version. Some will be from the Amplified, but Beth will put it on the screen. Now, here in John 14, this is in red, so we know Jesus was talking. And he's talking to them about he's about to leave. And then he starts to tell them what he's going to do, what's going to happen after he leaves. And we're going to start reading this in verse 15. It says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." There's some people, you know, we talked about, I don't know, a few weeks ago, I guess, about feelings. Walking and living by faith and not by how you feel. Do you know there's a lot of people think they love Jesus because they feel like they love him? But he didn't say those love me that feel like they love me. We have to stay in line with Scripture, right? He says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Verse 15 in the Amplified says, "If you really love me, you will keep, obey my commands." 16 in the Amplified, he says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be where? In you." Now, once you get born again, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, he comes on the inside of you. So no longer is there just one person that lives in this house, which is your physical body. There's two people, right? We talked about the bearing witness that he does. Like when you're going to do something or something comes to you, you know, and he bears witness with what? Truth. Why? He is the Spirit of truth. He doesn't bear witness with hypocrisy or lies or anything. When I say bear witness, it's kind of like, there's times that I'll just be thinking about something and I'll just look down on the inside of me and it'll be like, yeah, that's good. Or there's other times I'm thinking about doing something or going somewhere or something other and I just kind of look down inside and it's like, no, don't do it. That's what it's talking about when he says bear witness. He lives on the inside of us. Now, what do we get to? 18. He says, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me." That's twice he said that same thing, just a little different way, right? In just a few verses. He says, "And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." The word manifest there means reveal. Kind of like this. God is everywhere, right? But how many knows he's not manifested or being revealed where you can sense him or see his actions or anything at all places? It's kind of like there's times whenever he's here, he's always here while he came in us, right? It's not that he dwells in this building. He dwells inside of us. And when we get here, he's always here. But how many knows he's not always in operation, manifesting, or revealing himself? Because how many knows the devil goes to church more than some Christians? And he always opposes the will of God. And then you got flesh that sometimes people, they sleepy, you know. They got a roast on and they're thinking about the roast while the services go. How many knows all that stuff hinders the anointing and him revealing himself? But how many also knows when you know him? When you walk with him and you talk with him and he tells you that he is his own, right? That's a song, but it's also the truth. He reveals himself to you. He quickens you. He enlightens your understanding, right? So let's go on here with this. What verse was that? 21? Y'all don't remember either? All right, 22. Then Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest or reveal thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man loves me, he will keep my words, that's three times. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode or our dwelling place with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. Now notice this. He says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about tongues. That's a whole different, separate experience. You got to be born again to be baptized in the Holy Ghost and pray in another tongue. That's not what I'm talking about. According to Scripture, the day you get born again, Christ, the hope of glory, right, comes to live on the inside of you. So that's a totally separate thing there. But he says, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. So he ain't from the devil, right? We got to clear up some misunderstanding. It says, he shall what? Teach you. Who's going to teach you? God. Jesus. According to Scripture, the Holy Spirit's going to be the sickness and disease. Well, you know, if I hadn't had that car wreck, I wouldn't have learned so-and-so. Well, maybe if you had took more time with him, you wouldn't have had to have the car wreck to get flat on your back where you could hear. You understand what I'm saying? Some people have a lot of misconception about God. God is good. We're going to stay with Scripture, right? The Bible says God is good. It's not good English, but there is no badness in him. The Bible says every good gift comes from God and comes from above, right? So what's that mean? Every bad thing is of the devil or because we dumb? I don't know about y'all. I've done a lot of dumb stuff before. Every time I don't follow him and I allow myself to get in my own thinking or figuring it out or what, because he's got 101 ways to figure out my problem that ain't even crossed my mind yet. Like, remember I told y'all that I had to was having a problem with somebody or whatever, and this had been going on for about a month or so, and I'm doing everything the Word says, the written Word says to do that I know. I'm praying for them, you know. I'm even going to give them $100, you know, overcome evil with good, bless those who persecute you, all that, right? That's what the Word says. And then I'm laying there one night, and the Holy Ghost, which is my teacher, my comforter, my helper, when you look it up, it says paraclete. It means that's the one that comes alongside to help me. Why? Because according to Scripture, I don't know everything like I should know it. But he knows it, right? He searches the heart and the mind of the Father, and he knows the plan of the Father for every single person. I'm going to get back to what I was saying, but I thought I was on the way to Arab yesterday. We had a mama's birthday party yesterday, and I got to go get her cake and all that stuff. And anyway, I was thinking yesterday was her birthday. And I'm on the way to Arab, and I said, all of a sudden I just had this. How many knows you know something, but then it's like you get enlightened and you know. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You knew it before, but when he enlightens you, you really know. Anyway, I'm on the way to Arab to get her cake and everything, and I was just talking to the Lord and everything. I said, God, I said, you know everybody on the planet whose birthday is today. Can you imagine that? They say there's like 6 billion people on the planet or more. And every one of those people that their birthday was yesterday, he knows it. And I said, and God, everybody that's done went on before that, you knew that their birthday was on June the 7th. And all those that are going to be born, God, on June the 7th, you already know their birthdays. And it's like, I knew that, but it was like, ping. And I thought, God, you are so awesome. I can't even remember her birthday. It has to be on the calendar. I actually went over to her house one day and it was to visit, and it was her birthday, and I got ready to leave, and she said, are you forgetting something? And I said, well, I don't reckon. Are you serious? And I said, well, yeah, I'm serious. It's my birthday. And I'm like, oh, God. But God never forgets a birthday. We are engrafted like fingerprints on the palm of his hand. He sees all of us at one time. But anyway, let's get on to this. I forgot now what I was saying before that. But anyway, he says, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you. I remember now where I was at. You'll hear people talk like God is the one that put sickness and disease on them. What scripture do you have for that? Is there sickness and disease in heaven? According to Scripture, none. Is there tears, sorrow, pain in heaven? According to Scripture, none, right? When he comes, he's going to wipe away all tears. He's going to take away all pain. But the thing about it is, Jesus already provided for that, amen? It's called healing. Through the stripes upon his back, amen? So it's not that sickness and disease is the teacher. Poverty's not the teacher. Lack is not the teacher, right? I'm not even the teacher. I might be the one talking, but when he's here in manifestation and he's anointed whoever's talking, he is the teacher. There's times that he says things that people don't even say, but that's what you hear. Why, he's the teacher. And the good thing about it, he's with you all the time. There's never a time that he's not with you. But do you realize you can live in the same house with the person and have two ways in that house, and you can actually never see that person, and you don't ever have to talk to that person? The Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us, and there's some people, they've not even heard there's so much as the Holy Ghost. Like Paul was telling them after they got baptized in water, he began to ask them, he said, have you been baptized in the Holy Ghost? They said, we've not even heard that there was such a Holy Ghost. Oh, if I was the devil, I would do it too. But he lives on the inside of us. But just like you can live in the same house. Well, I remember I got mad at Scotty one time. And I'd already read the scripture where God hates divorce. So I thought, I can't divorce the man. But I doggone don't have to talk to him or anything else. So I divided our trailer. There's two bedrooms. I'm going to live in Travis's bedroom with him, and you're going to live back there, and I'm just going to avoid you. You realize you can do that with the Holy Spirit, even though he's on the inside of you, and he's wanting to teach you, he's wanting to talk to you, he's wanting to help you at all times. But how many knows? You got to look to him. You got to look to him. You got to seek God. You got to ask him. See, some people, they won't do that because they think God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus are all going to get jealous of one another. Absolutely not. Jesus himself said, I'm going to send you the Comforter. Why? Because according to Scripture, God the Father's in heaven, right, sitting on his throne. According to Scripture, Jesus himself is sitting beside the Father, right, on his right hand. But the Bible says the Holy Spirit is the one that Jesus said he would send, right, have the Father send in his name to live inside of each one of us. But we have to look to him. We have to talk to him. We have to acknowledge him. The Bible says that man plans his ways, right? But God directs his path. I don't know about y'all, but I've done too much directing of my own path. And every time I do, even though it might not be something really bad, it ain't as good as what God's plan was. And I don't know about y'all, but I've lived long enough to figure out and older enough, I want God's plan. It's always better. The Bible says that he can do greater in us than more than we can even ask or even think. I don't know about y'all, but I can think a lot. I can think pretty big. And it's still, according to him, he can do beyond that. The only limitation that God has is the ones we put on him. He has no limitations whatsoever. When it's just him, there are no limitations. But according to Scripture, he can do what you can believe him for. Y'all remember Jesus whenever he's doing all... I mean, think about this. You've got, the Bible says, multitudes of people in a crowd listening to him. Y'all remember the day that he fed the 5,000, the Bible says, men? That's apart from the women and children. So, I mean, that tells you a little bit of how many people's in his meeting. Well, there's places where the Bible says, and they were all healed. Demons, when they got in his presence, began to cry and scream out. Right? Why? Because of the anointing. Because of the Holy Ghost on the inside of him. Why do I say that? According to Acts 10:38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus. God's anointed Johnny. God's anointed Sandy. Right? God's anointed all of us. If we've been born again, you are anointed with that very same anointing. But Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus, who went about doing good, not bad, good, and healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. That's the same thing he does through me and you. The Bible says those who do know their God shall do exploits, not know of him. There's a lot of people that they know of him, but they don't know him. I'm talking about born again people. Do you know just because you got born again in 1948, this is 2025, don't mean you know him. See, I'll be married 40 years this year. And I was thinking about it this morning. I have been with this man for about 42 and a half nearly years. I know how he smells. I'm not talking about his cologne. You know how he smells, Samantha? Not Scotty. Johnny. Johnny. No, I'm not talking about Scotty. I'm the only one who knows how he smells. Why? I'm the only one that gets that close to him. And I've been smelling that smell for over 42 years. Do you know God has a smell? We have a smell. The Bible talks about that we are a sweet-smelling fragrance to him when we know him and when we obey him. But God has a smell too. It's like you can close. Do you know the Bible talks? I mean, not the Bible. But I've heard testimony about people at different times. They'll be in a meeting where the Holy Spirit is just manifesting Jesus in the service. And they talk about the smell of roses. Y'all ever heard any of those testimonies? Y'all don't listen to Catherine Coleman or nothing. I'm talking old school people. See, today, here we go. A lot of churches and people, they don't depend on the Holy Spirit anymore. They don't depend on the anointing. And see, the only reason why Jesus could do the things that he done was because the Holy Spirit did the work, right? He said, I did not come to do my own will. Apart from him, he says, we can do how much? Nothing. Apart from the Holy Spirit, Jesus himself could do how much? Nothing. He did not one miracle until he was baptized and the Holy Ghost came on him in the form of a dove. Y'all remember that? Next thing you know, he's doing miracles over at the wedding. Turning water into wine, healing the sick, raising the dead, all this stuff. And we are exactly the same way. But a lot of people, a lot of churches today, they don't depend on the Holy Spirit anymore. They don't depend on the anointing. They depend on their programs. They depend on how good they can sing. Y'all know, y'all, some of y'all younger ones, y'all don't remember when music used to really be music. They don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know if y'all even do or not. Y'all so much younger than me or whatever. Back in the day, they didn't have all this digital stuff. You had to be good. You knew, you had to know how to play that guitar. You had to have those kind of right kind of vocals. Why? Because, yeah, they would master and all of that and do you tapes and all of that stuff. But how many knows now you got Milli Vanilli? Some of y'all don't know who I'm talking about. They're the two black twins that y'all don't know what I'm doing. They were lip syncers. And they got found out. They wasn't even doing the singing. They was doing the dancing and the jumping and their mouth was moving. We got a lot of that stuff going on in the body of Christ in the church today. And that's why you don't see a lot of stuff happening that should be happening. Because the Bible says wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty. There's freedom. That's why you don't see more healings and more miracles and more answers to questions and problems being worked out than what we do today. Why? Because it's not in how good you can sing. You may can sing like a mockingbird, but if the anointing is not on you, baby, of the Holy Ghost, it don't break no chains. Why? He is the chain breaker, and I'm not talking about Jesus. Jesus, you realize Jesus what didn't even used to be Jesus. Ooh, I just heard a cow go, moo. According to Scripture over there in John 1, he was what? The Word. The Bible says he was the Word, and the Word was with God, right? And all of that. And the Bible says he put on flesh, he became Jesus. The Word put on flesh, and the Bible says, then he came and he dwelt among us. He was the Word in the beginning, and he was God, and he was with God. But because we needed him to become Jesus, the man, the anointed man, anointed by the Holy Ghost, to come and take away all of our sins, to pay the price for everything that we had done and everybody was going to do, pay the price for our healing, and we could receive God's goodness and his mercy when we deserved hell. Thank you, Jesus. If he never did anything else for me other than that, that's more than enough. But the thing about him is, oh, he's even better than that. I don't like to bring up my stuff, but we're going to have to. And y'all are probably like, well, you bring stuff up every week. Well, I don't want to. My business is my business, and not everybody else is in here and over the internet. And anyway, I told y'all we had Mama's birthday party yesterday. Well, I knew who I invited. And I know some of the, I mean, I know these people. Excuse me. So, I don't know about y'all, but I usually fast once, at least once a week. Sometimes not always. But anyway, most of the time. And I've learned, I don't know what I need to do, Johnny. I don't have a clue. But he knows everything. He knows why I am the way I am, even when I think I am the way I am because of you, so to speak. Or you, whoever, you know what I'm saying. There's some people that never take responsibility for themselves. It's always somebody else's fault. That's actually pride. Let me tell you something. There's nobody on the planet why I am the way I am. There's nobody and nothing on this planet that controls my money. Why? If I'm born again, ain't God in control of my life if I yield to him? Then that means the devil's not in control of my life unless I'm letting him. If he's always on your back and you're always thinking about him and what he's doing, you need to rise up and take your authority and jerk him down and stomp him in the head, because the Bible says he's supposed to be under your feet. And the Bible says we're supposed to be looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. When I look at him, nothing else and nobody else matters. Listen, y'all going so quick, y'all not letting me finish my stories. That means good. But anyway, we have Mama's birthday party, and I know these people that I invited and different things, and I know some of the problems, but I don't even know why they got the problems they got. I don't even know why I got mine. The Holy Ghost will be your therapist if you'll let it. That's part of that word, counselor, and I did not realize that. But anyway, we had a party yesterday. And so Friday, I always ask the Holy Spirit, I say, Holy Spirit, what do I need to fast about? I don't fast just to be fasting. I don't do this. My flesh doesn't enjoy that, but oh, it's so good to my spirit. And so I asked him, what do I need to fast for? There was one time he said, why don't you do it as an offering to me? I'd never heard that, Johnny. Never thought about that. Okay, God, because he knows how much I like food, y'all can tell. I'm a big girl. I'm a full-figured woman, as they call it. Hey, them Chicos down there at the building, they're a 00. Y'all get what I'm saying about that? You wear a 24, but in a Chico, 00. That's why we like them. But anyway, y'all getting me off the story. So anyway, and I just felt it on the inside. Why don't you fast about this party? I thought, oh, that would be a wonderful thing to fast and pray about. So anyway, Friday, I fasted and prayed about the party, and I'm looking to him. Because, see, I don't care how good you can party. People might have a little fun in the flesh, but you're not going to change nothing. They'll leave your party, and, oh, yeah, it was a good party, and then yada, they'll go on about their life. But when he's there, he makes all the difference. So anyway, so that's what I'm believing God for. Well, I'm telling you, did he show up yesterday? And some might have been there and they'd be like, well, I didn't see him. You wasn't looking. Anyway, got one. Scotty's got a very pretty garden this year. God's blessed him and he works hard in it or whatever. Got one standing in the garden and he tells Scotty, he said, I'm standing here in your garden. He said, and I just feel like I'm getting purpose. Are you kidding me? They ain't the most beautiful garden in the world can do that to you, baby. Only God can do that to you. Only the Holy Ghost. Why? Purpose only comes from God, and you can't find the right one without him. That's why a lot of people do drugs and live the most miserable lives that they live, because they got no purpose. The true purpose only comes from God. And then he's standing down there in the middle of the garden and tells Scotty, I'm here standing here looking at your garden. I just feel like I'm getting purpose. Go, God, you go. Well, my little, I guess she's my great niece is what you'd call her. Now, she comes, she's been to almost every birthday party that we have or whatever up there. Bless her little heart. I think she's about 5, maybe close to 6, something like that. Anyway, my people call me Monk. And she comes over and she grabs me on the leg and pulls me. She says, Monk. And I said, what, babe? She said, can I have my next birthday party here? Johnny, I can't tell you how many birthday parties she's been to there. But, oh, she wants her next birthday party to be there. Listen, I don't care what I got or whatever. That don't make people want to be there. And if it's just me and it's just Scotty and he ain't there, most people want to leave and leave quick. Why? I don't have the greatest personality. I know y'all didn't know that, but I'm just telling you. Why are you laughing? I'm better, right? Holy Spirit's helping me. I'm better. I'm serious. And you are the same way. The only reason why people want to be around you or wanted to be around, even the children was attracted to Jesus, right? And the disciples was telling them, go on, get out of here, so to speak, or whatever. And he said, don't do that. Let them come. Most of the time, kids don't like me. And I don't much care for them most of the time. I love them. You know, they kind of get on my nerves sometimes or whatever, because I tell you, somebody's the end of that. Don't even ask me no more. But whatever. But see what I'm talking about? When he's there in manifestation, it changes everything. The Bible says there, that scripture that I quoted you over there in John 1, and it goes on and it says, and the life, talking about the word of Jesus, it says the life is the light of men. Y'all remember that? Do we need to go read it? Anyway, that's what it says. And the Bible also says in another place, it says, let your light shine. It's not your light, baby. You're just a reflector. The light is his life. When you know him and you spend time with him in prayer and obeying him like what he said. Listen, a lot of people, I'm telling you, I'm not talking about some kind of religious garbage. That stuff just sucks. It just drains the life right out of you. It just, I can't do this and I can't do that. No, when you have a relationship, when you know him and you're close to him and you walk with him and you talk with him every day and you're looking to him, you want to obey him. And the things that he tells us to do, the Bible says his commandments, they're not burdensome. They're not grievous. The Bible says they're only for our good. Now, we might think we want to do something else, but I mean, his plan's always better. But religion tells you, you can't do this and you can't do that and you got to do, you don't got to do nothing but live till you die, and you can speed that up. I mean, have y'all not noticed? Christians do what they choose to do. Well, we're getting quiet now, some of them. But then there's some of them, they know him and they have a relationship and with him, and they choose to do what he wants them to do, and that's the ones that you see their lives as going from glory to glory. I'm not talking about our glory or your glory or so. Why? He gets all the glory because we know he's the one, the Bible says, it's God that works on the inside of us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. A relationship with, listen, when I was dating Scotty, didn't nobody have to tell me, listen, you got to go on a date with Scotty tonight. Absolutely not. He just let me out, and I'm looking forward to the next one. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, there was a time that, I mean, I just about eat, sleep, and breathe this man, which he was a boy then, but anyway. Every waking moment I wanted to be with him. I told y'all the story before, but he went to work in Florida with his brother because we're going to get married, so he's run off down there, you know, going to be a man and get us a place to live and all this other. He's gone about 2 weeks. Every morning, I couldn't go to school. I couldn't hardly eat. I'd get out of the bed and tote his picture to the bathroom and take a shower. Tote to get his picture and tote it back to the bedroom, you know. I'm serious. I just couldn't hardly do it. Do you understand that's the way Jesus is? The Bible says in the book of Psalms, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is so bad, so oppressive. Don't let you have a lick of fun. Oh, I'm telling you, God commands partying. And his has no hangovers, no bad side effects. His is always good. But God loves a good party. He commanded party in the Old Testament so many times a year. Do you know God loves you right now? And God wants us to have fun. I got a scripture for that. The Bible says, go over there in Timothy, it says, God gives us all things richly to enjoy. My God wants us to have life. Jesus said the reason why he came. In John 10 and 11, he says, so that we would have life and have it more abundantly. Spiritual life on the inside that flows out to your mind, that flows out to your physical body, that flows out to your relationships, to where your whole spirit, soul, and body, and people like to be around you and your light shining to your co-workers, right? Not your lips. Too many people today, they say a bunch of preaching and quoting a bunch of scripture, but then when you start looking at their fruit, It's just yuck. And the Bible says a good tree can't bear bad fruit. But a bad tree can't bear good fruit. You might fool us for a little while, but those that know him, you don't fool them long. Why? Because they know him. Y'all getting me way off my message here. I ain't even finished my verses. Anyway, 26. He says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now listen to this in the Amplified. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, it says the Counselor. I always thought about that Counselor, you know, like, what do I need to do here, Holy Ghost? Do I go left? Do I go right? Do I do this? No, that means all of that, but then also you're a therapist. Why only God? People go to the therapist and pay good money for a bunch of nonsense. They want to go all the way back down to when you was a toddler laying in the baby bed that you don't even remember some of them. But how many knows the Holy Ghost? He knows how to go in there and help you, change you. See, religion says you change what we can see about you and you got it. Jesus says, you let me change you on the inside and everybody else will see me on the outside. And that's when it's easy. He said he's not hard, right? But anyway, he says here, the Counselor, the Helper. I don't know about y'all, but I need help every day, all day long. The Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring you to your remembrance everything that I have told you. Let's see. Yeah, 26, I want to stop on that. Now, look at John 16 here. In verse 5. He says, this is still Jesus talking. He says, but now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, where goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, so Jesus thought he's a big deal, right? Will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. So he's sent by Jesus, right? Listen to that verse in the Amplified. He says, however, I am telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away, because if I do not go away, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Advocate, the Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. Now, how far did I was? To 15. Verse 8. It says, and when he is come, talking about the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you. See, you don't even know what's going to happen when you walk out that door. You may think you know. You plan on getting in your car or whatever you drove here, your bicycle, whatever, and going wherever you're going, right? But you don't have a clue. You don't even know if you'll make it to the door or not, right? But he knows everything, and he says, I'll guide you. But you got to look to him. You got to talk to him. You got to ask him. You got to learn to discern and know his voice. I was going to say something else. Let's keep on. He says, into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, talking about Jesus, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. He says, all things that the Father has are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it to you. So the Holy Spirit is the shower, right, of what's Jesus's. Let's look quickly here at Jeremiah. I tell you, I have come to rely on him more and more as time goes on. Most of y'all know, not all of you, but anyway, back when my head got so messed up, I mean, I'm drunk without the buzz. And I'm not talking about vertigo, I'm talking drunk. Running to the wall, I got to the point where there was, for 3 months, I couldn't walk by myself but one day a week. I had to stay home by myself. Scotty had to work and stuff, so I had this little roll-around chair, kind of like a little office chair or whatever. So I'm on there, and I'm doing like this, boy, and I'm putting the dishes in the dishwasher. That's how I got around. How many knows when you're like that and you can't even walk or whatever? And there was times I actually was a little bit scared to stay by myself. But I wasn't by myself. The Holy Spirit was there, and I would have to ask him everything. And then I couldn't think. It's like at times I couldn't put two sentences together. I'd be talking and get stuck in mid-sentence, and I couldn't finish my sentence, and I couldn't remember what I was talking about. You learn to get real close and real familiar with him. I leaned on him and trusted him for everything, just to think. So I've come to know him pretty good, but I'm going to know him even better. Do you know he wants to do the same for you? God doesn't want us going through our problems and the trials and the tests and this life by ourselves. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit to be our comforter, right? But let's look here at something in Jeremiah 17. God, you're so good to us. And just when you think you've seen how good God is, he says, look at this. I'm even better than that. Why? You can't get to the end of the goodness of God. You can't get to the end of God. He's always more than enough. I'm going to read this in the Amplified Bible, I think. That's how I got that. Yeah. So if you don't have it, Beth will put it on the screen. Verse 5. It says, thus says the Lord, cursed with great evil is the strong man who trusts in and relies on frail man. He's talking about trusting in a person or trusting even in yourself. He goes on and he says, making weak human flesh his arm, and whose mind and heart turn aside from the Lord. And you might say, I'd never turn aside from the Lord. Do you ask him? Do you ask him about things? Do you want me to go here? See, it's not about us praying and telling God everything we want him to do and everything he wants us to change. The Lord wanted me to fast and pray not to change that service over there. Why? But because he wanted to do good. He wanted to change people. He wanted to set people free. But the Bible says we're co-laborers with him. God ain't in control of everything. If he was, some of us wouldn't do some of the things that we do. Right? The jails wouldn't be full of people. Hospitals wouldn't be full of people. So God's not in complete control of everything, but he's in control wherever people will let him be and look to him and acknowledge him. God wanted to do something at that birthday party yesterday, so what's he do? I ask him, and he tells me. Why? Because he needs us cooperating with him so he can do the things that he wants to do. But anyway, and it says, whose mind and heart turn aside from the Lord. It says, for he shall be like a shrub. I don't want to be a shrub. Or a person naked and destitute in the desert. Gosh, this is getting worse and worse, ain't it? And he shall not see any good come, but shall dwell in the parched places. I like well-watered places. Don't y'all? Like Psalm 23, he leads me beside the still waters. It says, in the wilderness and in an uninhabited salt land. Most blessed is the man who believes in, trusts in, and relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confidence the Lord is. Is he your hope and confidence this morning? And don't just mental assent to it. Because see, the thing about it, when you just mental is, oh, I believe God, oh, I love God, he can't do for you what he wants to do. Number one, you got to have a heart relationship with him. Mine and Scotty's relationship is not just all him. It's not just all me. Well, how many knows it's not just all God? If you're in a relationship, there's more than just you. He goes on here and he says, for he shall, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and all that. Verse 8, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the river. Oh, that's me. Is that you? Y'all should have said, that's me. See, the Bible says David would have fainted had he not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. You got to believe to see God's goodness, that God loves you. He says that he does. Don't the cross prove that he loves you? What else could he do to show us how much he loves us? So therefore, we got to be believing God wants to do us good. And whatever He tells us to do, just do it. And if you can't right now, trust Him to help you. He'll bring you to the place that you can. He says, and it shall not see fear when heat comes. Oh, thank you, Lord. He says, but its leaves shall be green. He's talking about people. And it shall not, he shall not be anxious and full of care in the year of drought, nor shall it cease yielding the fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and it is exceedingly perverse and corrupt and severely, mortally sick. Who can know it? Perceive, understand, be acquainted with his own heart and mind. It says, I, the Lord, search the mind. I try the heart, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. Now let's look at Psalm 1. We got just a few more minutes here. Gosh, it looks like Psalm just goes on forever, don't it? 119 does. I think that's the longest chapter in the Bible, ain't it? Let's see how I got this. All right, this is King James. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, let me tell you something. When the Bible talks about ungodly, usually he's talking about sinners, people that have not yet been born again. But how many knows you can be born again, not have and walk in a relationship with God, and be ungodly? What does that mean? It means your thinking, your doing, your words are not like God. See, that's what the word Christian means. There's two different types of people. There's born-again people, all of them that get born again. Then there's Christian, and there's non-Christian. They're both born again. Some of y'all looking at me funny. When you look up the word Christian, what that means is, and what it says is, Christ-likeness. Christ-follower. A disciple. There's born-again people, they are not Christ-like. Ooh, y'all getting too quiet. Y'all ever been at Walmart? You can get on my Jesus pan, Joyce Meyer said. Got my big Jesus pan on. Oh, this line. And you run to the register when somebody's got one thing in their hand, but you run to the register, you know. Because I was here first. And bless God, I have a busy day. Y'all act like y'all don't. Let's just talk about me. That's okay. How many knows that's not being Christ-like? That's not his life flowing out. That's not his nature, right? He goes on and he says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, the Christian, the Christ-like, the Christ follower, the disciple, does what? His delight, his heart's desire is to do God's will, to keep Jesus' words, right? Ain't that what he says, those of us that love him? We keep his commands, we keep his words. We delight in the law of the Lord, and in his law do we meditate, we think on it, we ponder about it, we talk to ourselves day and night. And he shall be like a tree, oh, here's that tree again, planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaves shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall what? Well, you never know what God's going to do. You don't when you don't know him. But when you know him and you know his, you know exactly what he'll do. He'll do exactly what he said right here, right? Won't he? He said, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Why? Why is it going to prosper? Just because you're doing something? No, because you're listening. You're seeking. You're doing what he wants you to do, and he prospers it. He blesses it. He makes it go farther. He makes it just expound, right? It says, and he prospers it. So you know what he'll do. It says, the ungodly are not so. Those that's been born again, but they're not following him. They're not obeying him. They're not looking to him. They're not listening to him. They're not believing him. It says, therefore the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And I'm going to have to stop because our time is up. You go over to Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. And you got people over there, and it's Jesus talking again, it's in red. And they say, in the last day, said they're going to say, Lord, Lord, Have we not prophesied in your name? Y'all remember that? Lord, Lord, have we not cast out devils in your name? He said, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say to you, depart from me, you who work iniquity. I never knew you. What's that mean? It means living in the same house, but I don't know you because you've not let me know you. And you don't know me. But how many knows there's those that they know him, they have a relationship with him, and those that do. I was sitting there on my porch this morning, and I'm just thinking about when he comes. I don't know about y'all. I got to occupy till he gets here. But it's like more and more that time goes on the inside. I'm like, Jesus, I can't wait to see your face. I've got family there. My sister just went there. My brother-in-law 6 months before that. But it's like, Jesus, to look at your face, to look in your eyes, that's what my heart longs for. Why? I know him. And he knows me. And he wants to know you, and he wants you to know him. And you may know him right now, but how many? He wants to know you even deeper, even more intimate. I got to stop because our time is up. Does anybody have anything they'd like to share?